This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado could see a record number of drowning deaths in its waterways this year. The state says as of June 15th, 16 people have drowned since the start of the year. John Livingston with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says when people recreate on the water, they need to be careful, including watching how much they drink.
But, you know, the biggest thing is always going to be that if you have a life jacket on, you're going to have a much better chance than if you don't.
Livingston says many state parks offer life jackets on loan. Colorado's workforce saw major positive trends last month. The state labor department says the unemployment rate fell to 3.5% in May. It's Colorado's lowest rate since February of 2020, just as the pandemic began forcing a lot of layoffs across the country. Colorado gained more than 15,000 jobs in May. Central City Opera is hiring. The fifth oldest professional opera company in the country opens the 2022 Summer Festival in less than 2 weeks. CPR's Eden Lane reports there's been an unexpected change in leadership.
Pelham Pat Pierce has been with Central City Opera leadership for more than 26 years, but on Friday, Pierce announced his resignation as artistic director on his personal Facebook page. The surprise announcement is just before the Summer Festival opens the 90th season with The Light in the Piazza. The opera's board co-chairs say Pierce has been a visionary and will be missed. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Light in the Piazza, the first of three Central City productions in the season, opens Saturday, July 2nd. A sunny day across the state, highs close to 90 along the Front Range. This is CPR News and KRCC.